We're visiting with Emily Solis today. We're talking with about the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You guys have something new that just started last week. It's the Allies Program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the purpose of the Animal Ag Allies Program is we really wanted to elevate the voices of farmers, ranchers, practicing veterinarians, these people who are out on the front lines fielding a lot of questions from consumers about where their food comes from, how it's grown. We really wanted to elevate their voices and empower them to be outspoken advocates for agriculture online and within their communities.
So who is this? Like, who can do this? Because it says you're seeking participants to enroll. So who can volunteer to do these kinds of things?
Yep. So we're looking for participants that are already pretty active on social media, that are pretty well engaged in these conversations, and just want to learn a little bit more about, you know, how they can handle some of these hot button issues that sometimes can be more controversial, you know, just equipping them with the tools and developing them further to be a stronger advocate for agriculture.
So do they go through a training process?
Yes, there are 5 modules. They are available online and they can be completed at the participant's own pace. They'll go through an overview of the different sectors of animal agriculture, some hot topics and emerging issues, how to address contentious issues, growing your social media following, and then, you know, reaching outside of the choir and interacting with the general public.
This is kind of hard to do when you're talking about how you can interact with people on social media. It seems like it's always a fight.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we hear a lot when you hear people that are interested in sharing their story, but they're worried about getting into those fights with people talking about some of these topics that aren't always super easy to discuss. That is one of the, you know, purposes of the program, is to equip people with the tools that they need to confidently have these conversations and feel good about what they're saying, what they're putting out there, and how to handle some of those more difficult conversations.
Because right now, especially, it seems like, you know, everybody, the world has just kind of gone crazy in 2020. And I know sometimes farmers and ranchers don't have the time it takes to actually engage in those conversations on Facebook or the social media platforms, because they're out working and they still need their platform to be heard.
Yeah.
What kinds of folks should sign up? Are you looking for all different ages and age ranges and different production things, like farmers, ranchers, dairy farmers, just all those folks?
Yeah, we're looking for anybody that is involved in the animal agriculture field, just to be a more well-rounded advocate for animal agriculture, to be able to speak on a lot of different industries. Maybe you're a dairy farmer and don't have a whole lot of expertise with, you know, raising pigs, but through this program, you'll learn a little bit more about the pork industry and how that works, so you can have a more well-rounded conversation with the general public.
So you don't really have to just know about one topic. Like, if you're a beef farmer, you can still go through this course and learn about all sorts of different agricultural things.
Yes, that's our first module, is kind of an overview of every sector of animal agriculture. So we do that as kind of like a preface for everything else, and then we'll dig a little deeper into some of the bigger issues that the industries are facing.
So how can folks get signed up?
Interested individuals can sign up on our website, www.animalagalliance.org. We are looking for the next class to be enrolled by August 7th. So
about how long does it take to complete the course?
The course is available online and it's self-paced, so it's, you know, as you want to complete it, you can. Probably I would say about an hour per module.
Okay.
And there's 5 modules.
All right. Well, we'll look to get some folks signed up for that, and hopefully they'll have the ability, you know, because right now I feel like sometimes farmers and ranchers are under attack and they need to have all of the tools in their arsenal so that they know how to fight back if they need to.
Yep, that's absolutely true. We definitely encourage anyone that's interested in sharing their story to do so, and social media is always a really great way to do that.
All right, Emily, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.